Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC fans. Very interesting weekend for UVA athletics last weekend. Obviously, the football game was another chamber of horrors for David Watford, the UVA quarterback, because it seems like he will open one door and it's an interception the other way, and then later on he throws a perfect touch pass to Taquan Mazzell. So I don't know what happens for that poor kid, but I do think one thing. Grayson Lambert deserves his chance, and he has proven in the last couple of games that when he's brought on the field, they go down the field and score. In fact, he was doing so well that Miami put their regular starters back in the game on Saturday because they realized the kid was getting hot. So Mike London can say all he wants about philosophy and development and growth, but Grayson Lambert gets it done.
Well, it's hard at this stage to say David Watford hasn't had an opportunity. You know, he's started every game and certainly has made some mistakes along the way. And, you know, this is his first year of playing, but, you know, Lambert has been loyally standing over there on the side with the baseball cap and the clipboard. So maybe it's time to put the helmet on and go out there and see if he can be productive. Because certainly Virginia has had some success running the ball. So, I mean, if they could throw and spread the field out a little bit, you would think the run game would even be that much more effective.
How about throwing the ball down the field and look for the tight end a little bit? Jake McGee is not getting the ball enough. No wonder he dropped the one ball in the third quarter or whatever that was. He went so long without a pass being thrown his way, he probably forgot that he was a receiver.
Well, you know, and I was at a conference up in Washington with my wife, didn't have a chance to see the whole game. I did see part of it, and I saw one of the key plays, which was the interception that went off the hands of Zach Swanson and was picked by Miami. And
went. Ball was high.
The ball was high, but if it wasn't wet, you would think it would be catchable. But, at that point in time, it certainly looked like Virginia was poised to take the lead into the locker room, even given that disastrous start. And that game, that play certainly changed the momentum of the whole game, I would think.
And the last thing to really, really, you know, it just grinding my axe here, but clearly, Virginia has not had good third quarters. Very rarely has Virginia played well in the third quarter. And other teams are making good adjustments, coming out of the locker room and playing well in the third quarter and taking it to the Cavs. The Cavs somehow seem to bounce back and play hard at the end of the third quarter and play well in the early part of the fourth and make it interesting again. But they keep digging themselves these holes, and it.
Well, it's been a very disappointing season, and there's not any other way that you can really spin it. But at any rate, on the show tonight, off of football for the moment, on basketball, Wally Walker, former teammate of mine, will be joining us here in the first half hour. And on a happier note, soccer, Coach George Gelnovach will join us at the bottom of the hour. His Wahoos won 2-0 yesterday. 2-0 was the score of the day. The women's soccer team also won 2-0, both in NCAA tournament play.
And the UVA wrestling team defeated Virginia Tech for the first time in years. And that was a major win.
The highest-ranked opponent UVA's beaten. They were number 8, Tech.
Yes,
was.
The last time had been Central Michigan, which was number 9 in the nation. So,
and the volleyball team had a good win. So a lot of good news. That just if we could figure out a way to win some football games, who's talking would be really off to the races. One last person, don't want to leave out, Dr. Gordy Rawls. He'll be with us
a little bit later.
A little about around 6:45 or so, just to give us an update on injuries. And this time we may even talk basketball injury.
And we have some interesting stories he's going to tell. You may recall the last time Gordy was on the show, he had some good stories with Dr. McHugh, and that will continue tonight. So stay around for that. Looking at basketball, I went up to Charlottesville on Saturday, and I really enjoyed watching the team. London Perantes is getting better. Good passer. In fact, he was involved with a couple of nice lead passes. One to, I believe it was Akeel Mitchell for a dunk. I really like the way airman Justin Anderson is learning to, you know, use his style of play to contribute to the team. Harris was unselfish almost to a fault again. He's a reluctant winner but leader. Hopefully he will get hungrier as the season goes on. I do like when Virginia has Mike Tobey on the floor. I think Virginia is a very strong team when he's there. And clearly Malcolm Brogdon is elated to be back on the floor, and his outside shots, they look good. Even when they don't go in, they look good. And
well, he's got some offensive skills. He's clearly a wing player. I think the coaching staff has kind of made that determination with the minutes that Perantes is getting. And as you say, I think, you know, keeping in mind he's a first-year player, as the season progresses, I think he's going to get better and better. And as he gets better, I think the team is going to get better. And hopefully, you know, part of November and December is to sort of get your team chemistry, get your player rotation down, figure out who's going to be on the floor in whatever situation. And speaking of adjustments, the one thing I've always thought Coach Bennett has done well is I think he does make good halftime adjustments. In the game against Liberty, you were there, but I noticed it was 6-point game at halftime, and obviously Virginia came out in the second half and really clamped down defensively and ended the game.
And he did the same thing when they played Davidson.
Right, yeah.
So Coach Bennett knows how to light a fire. Maybe he can share some of those words of wisdom and his inspirational message to Coach London, because it would be nice this coming Saturday at 3:30 in the friendly confines of Scott Stadium to show VPI a little moxie, a little guts, a little fire, a little determination, and maybe some smart play blending in as well.
Unfortunately, I think the basketball team's in Corpus Christi, so he'll have to do it by conference call into the locker room.
That's okay. we can get that done, can't we?
Yeah. If it'll help, we'll do anything.
You know, speaking of this weekend, huge games coming up. Huge games. Kenan Stadium will be the site of Duke and Carolina, and if Duke wins the game, they'll be playing in the ACC championship game.
The Dr. Pepper, isn't that? It's still Dr. Pepper?
It's still the Dr. Pepper.
10-2-4?
Correct.
And the game's going to start at 8 o'clock. Does that make sense?
They botched it. They blew it. It should be at 10 o'clock. So every Dukie out there, we know you're excited, and well, you should be.
Well, you know, it really is a heck of a story. And what, nine wins for the Duke football team, first time since 1941. Now, I realize they play more games now than they used to, but still quite an accomplishment for Coach Cutliff, who I think is hands down going to be the ACC Coach of the Year.
As long as he doesn't lay an egg this Saturday. On the flip side, Virginia has a chance to spoil any hopes that the Hokies have and their fan base. I'm hopeful that Virginia fans will show up and cheer like crazy. I think it's going to be a very exciting game.
And if you don't, just don't give your tickets to Virginia Tech people, for the love of God.
Yeah, for goodness sakes.
I think the rain's supposed to be out of here by Thanksgiving, so it's probably going to be cool or a little chilly, but it'll at least be, I think, sunny on Saturday.
And let's face it, this game is going to be about field position and ball security and all these good things. And unfortunately, UVA and to some degree Virginia Tech have demonstrated that they can give the ball away. So this might be one of those games where there's seven or eight turnovers. There will be some missed field goals that hit the uprights. There will be all kinds of crazy going on. And this is a game that anybody could win. I mean, Logan Thomas has shown he can bounce the ball off the turf as well as anybody.
Well, Virginia Tech has shown all year they can be very good, but they can also be very ordinary.
And Virginia did that Saturday. They outgained Miami in their stadium. They ran the ball down their throat.
Virginia can be very good and very ordinary multiple times in the same game.
In the same series. All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back, we're going to have none other than wonderful Wally Walker. And Hubba is so excited to have Wally back on the show. He's jumping up and down like a little kid at the fair. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.